Phoenix FM backstage on day 3 at Latitude, and I'm delighted to be joined by Andrea and Laura Lee from GER. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you firstly for speaking to me in English and not German, because my German is not very good. But tell us a little bit about your band. How did you get together?
So we met in university around 4 or 5 years ago and started the band right then. And now we're at Latitude Festival, and we're really overwhelmed that we made it to such a big, cool festival.
Oh, that's great. Was it Berlin that you met?
Yeah, so yeah, we both studied North American Studies in Berlin. Oh, okay. And
okay. Now, two people like GER, they can't get together unless they've got a shared love of some very special music. So how did you actually get together? You must have been talking about the bands you like and that kind of thing.
I think we kind of both have a like I don't know how to put it, like indie and alternative rock music. But then I think we also learned a lot from, like, I don't know, Laura listened to a lot of like psychedelic and 60s music when I met her. And then we both liked Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and bands like Jeff the Brotherhood. And then we kind of together discovered this whole like garage scene in the States, and then we grew from them. And ever since then, I mean, we've known each other for such a long time, like our taste has like become something else. But I don't know, like, we can always agree on bands like, I don't know, Broncho, we both like, we just listen to it in the car. And then a lot of great bands here, like Girl Ray, who we've played with before, and I don't know, yeah.
Now, your debut album came out about 9 months ago now, I think. So what's been happening since then? Have you been gigging or writing or recording or all of them?
All of it, yeah. So first there was a lot of touring. We also toured for 3 weeks in the UK. And now at the moment we're doing a lot of festivals at the weekend, and we're doing we're just in the practice room during the week to write the second record. Yeah.
Okay. And when do you think that will come out? That's a really difficult question, I know, because you have no idea. But what do you hope for?
Hopefully we have next year for sure. Yeah. Okay. We're pretty confident that we went to a studio last week already to record 2 songs, and everything is coming together really nicely.
Cool. Okay, now you flew into London, was it yesterday you flew in, and you did a set at Rough Trade in the record shop. Did you enjoy that?
That was so much fun. Like, I was sweating like hell. I was really nervous because we've done like Stripped Down. Is it called Stripped Down or Stripped Back?
Stripped Down. An acoustic, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was like 2 guitars, a little bit amplified, and only our vocals without microphones. But we, like, the people that came were like really nice and supportive, and like have seen us before or have always missed us, and then came to the store. It was kind of really funny to just talk with them too.
And you put it on Facebook Live as well, so yes. I caught a bit of it this morning. It sounded really good.
Yeah, it's gonna stay there until
we have Wi-Fi.
We have Wi-Fi and actually give it a listen, and then we're too embarrassed. So be quick.
It's good. You won't be embarrassed by it. Now, you're here all day, aren't you? So have you got got a chance maybe to catch some other sets, maybe from other bands?
For sure. We're so excited. We're going to go and hopefully catch Girl Ray, who are playing right after us. And then we're going to Goat Girl, Kevin Morby, Temples.
Sunflower Bee.
I don't know.
Slim.
Yeah, that'll be the finale.
There's a lot of good bands playing today, aren't there?
Yeah. I like that they put them all on a Sunday, because it makes you stay here the whole weekend and not just take off and go back to work tomorrow.
Now, you've got a few more gigs lined up. You've got a number of gigs in Germany. And in October, you're playing a gig in Berlin called The Battle of Britpop, Blur versus Oasis.
How did you
get to play that?
So our good friend Martin, who's also joined us on tour a couple of times, he puts on these a lot of shows in Berlin, and he had this idea last year already that he did Oasis versus Stones, and we took Beatles versus Stones, and we did a little Beatles set then, and then I was talking to him, and we were both like, okay, we should do this again and do it like Oasis versus Blur. And now, even though I'm such a big Oasis fan, I think we're going to team up with the Blur songs, because they just flow better with our music, I think.
I was going to ask, so Oasis, because this was a question that everyone was asking in the 90s, Blur or Oasis? Yeah. So which one do you like, Blur or Oasis? You said Oasis.
Oasis, yeah.
I think for me it's a little bit of both. I'm not such a hardliner.
You can both.
But we will play, do you know Eddie Argus from the band Artbrot?
Yeah, because he lives in Berlin now,
exactly,
doesn't he?
He will join us on stage for Parklife. He will do the Yeah, we would just do the cars.
I'm thinking of going now. That would be so good to see. Make sure you record it.
Yeah, and we will. Andrew and I will do "Live Forever" by Oasis and cry a little bit because it's such a beautiful song.
Excellent. I'm really jealous now. I love Berlin. I probably won't be there, but I really wish I was. Now, I saw that you had a radio show the other day. You went into Berlin Community Radio.
Yes.
And we're a community radio station as well, just outside London. So firstly, I didn't understand, why was the show in English?
It's run by all these expats, I think, and there's a big English-speaking community in
Germany.
So it's
an English language station, is it?
Yeah, I think because it's Berlin Community Radio, and Berlin is so diverse, and there's so many people living there who don't even speak German, so that's why all the programs there are in English, so it's like accessible for everyone.
Oh, okay. And you chose a number of songs you hate, so how did you manage to pick so many good songs?
Well, we disagreed about some of them, so I picked Pavement, Melvins, and then Andrea picked some that I was really angry about, which was Real Estate and B-52s. Oh,
yeah. I love the B-52s. I think I went on live and I said so, but yeah, big fan. Yeah,
sorry.
So I don't need to apologise. We don't all need to like the same music.
Exactly.
It's fine.
It's fun to argue about music.
Okay, so what's next for Gur? Obviously, you're gearing up now towards the second album.
Well, in about 45 minutes, we're going to play our first set at Latitude Festival.
Can't forget that, because I'll be there.
We're so happy to be here. We're walking around and we can't really believe we're here. Laura was like, this is like Glastonbury. We've never been to Glastonbury, so I have no idea.
It's better, yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to go back and then play a lot of festivals, but like right in between. And then hopefully go to the studio in September. And if it takes longer, it takes longer, because then in October, November, December, we're on tour again. Yeah. So, yeah.
We're going to come back to the UK in November too. So, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
So we're going to announce something, I think, this week for our tour schedule, and hope to see a lot of Phoenix 98 FM listeners there.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be more than one. I'm pretty sure of that. So, Andrea and Laura, thank you very much for your time today. We'll let you get on and get ready for the gig. So, hope you have a good one today. Thank you.
Thanks.